Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeCompte and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world. Today, we continue our conversation about our beginnings with the Simple Church movement. Listen as Tom and Gavin discuss how they got started being and doing Simple Church. And it was about 3 years ago we met, right?
Yeah,
we have a mutual friend, FCA, former FCA person from University of Louisville, and he's now working as a missionary among Middle Eastern people, Brian, and we had a mutual picnic, right?
Yeah.
And
One of my first things to do, which I think is wise for anyone in thinking these things, is to figure out, hey, who in the world who's out there that's going crazy like me and thinking about these things?
You're not alone.
Yeah, and that was one of my greatest encouragements, was realizing, wow, there are other people out there. They're hard to find because a lot of times there's no phone book you can look up. You know, you can't look up this in the phone book a lot of times. But grateful to people like Tony and Felicity Dale and the House to House website that has a pretty decent directory.
There are some directories
They're hard to keep up, but because there's so much fluidity in things. But yeah, met you and was just encouraged to meet you and hear what God was doing just down the road in Louisville. And it's been wonderful getting to know you. And I'm excited about the future. I'd see more and more people that God is, he's put this in people's hearts, you know, and they just don't know they're allowed to think these things and to actually do them, you know. And
yeah, you're not necessarily a heretic for thinking the way we think.
Yeah, I think it can be hard. You know, one of the things I'm, you know, there's a mixed bag of starting the way we started, but one of the positives was this idea of permission being given. And I don't think necessarily you need someone to give you permission, because I believe the Lord has given all of us permission to make disciples and see churches planted. But there is this idea of being, you know, at one with your brother and sister. And, you know, we were a part of this church. I was felt like a poor church member, which was all the more bizarre to me that I was considered to be the guy to help start a satellite church of that. But my wife was certainly plugged in there. And I think for a lot of people, and I know maybe you're out there listening, this is you, you know, you think, gosh, I don't want to be, I mean, I'm thinking these things, but I can't just, if I just pull my family out of this community that we've been a part of, even if it's been somewhat reluctantly, we still have friends, we have people, we don't hate the people here, we don't actually disagree completely with everything, but man, if I just pull my family out of this and start doing house church, I'm going to be like that guy, that we're going to be that family that's like thinks we've got it all figured out.
You're undermining the work of the pastor.
Yeah, we're basically in protest.
That's a perception.
Yeah, we're basically saying we know more than the pastor of this church.
It's not that way at all.
Yeah, but I think there's a real weight that comes with that, because in our hearts we know that's not a right thing to do either. So, I think a lot of people are stuck in that spot. And when it was such a wonderful thing for Steve and First Alliance, the leadership, to say, you know, many occasions, which I've shared this with folks, most people don't believe it, but it's hard to believe even today, that, you know, he would stand up there and behind the pulpit with his arm around me and say, hey, we want everyone in this church to pray about leaving this church to be a part of this house church network, simple church network that we're hoping to start. We don't really know what it's going to look like or be, but we feel God's in it, and we want to encourage you to consider going and being a part of it, you know. And so that was huge to free people up that maybe had thought about these things or willing to try it, but never really felt they could, because they just didn't feel that strongly about doing it, that they're willing to, you know, uproot their family and leave a church in protest or something, you know. It's just, there's not a lot of that being modeled. So I'm grateful for that. You know, there were some downsides to that way of starting, but there's a lot of pros too. So,
well, you mentioned a couple of things I just want to highlight. You mentioned people feeling led to leave for various reasons. And I just want to talk about some of those reasons. I've seen negative reasons to leave the church and try to start something else. I've seen a lot more positive reasons. Of course, you'll always meet the guy who was disgruntled, who didn't like church the way it was done, and wants to go and join up with a house church. And for whatever reason, you know, the same reasons that he was dissatisfied before, he brings all that to the next church, and you know, the negative reasons are not enough, you know, it's not enough reason to start a house church. However, there are many more positive reasons, like you mentioned, every member going out and doing the work of the kingdom, you know, on their own. That's a positive reason. That's what really attracted me to the house church model, if there is such a thing as the house church model. But in my experience in Kenya, we saw people start churches, missionaries starting churches among the Kenyan people. And it seemed like the church was the most vibrant, the most useful, the most excited, the most on fire when it was just a group of people meeting under an acacia tree in the bush. When they started organizing, you know, finding a professional pastor, because that seems to be either the pastor comes next or the building comes next. And a building in Kenya is a tin roof, you know, with mud sides, which doesn't seem like much, but it's just like us building a brick building as far as resources to them. But it seems like then everything gets absorbed into that building and that pastor, and then the church becomes the pastor in the building. That's the church. And we saw that over and over and over again. And we even see it now, you know, as we came back. One of the big draws for me was the missional aspect. You know, if you're going to be a missionary on the field now and you're going to plant a church, the majority of missionaries are going to use the house church model. They're going to keep it simple. They're going to, you know, go in the homes. They're going to find the man of peace and find his household, and that's going to become a church, and that's going to make other churches.
Yeah,
they're not going to be drawn to necessarily a big building or even you know, nice music. Those are good things, but they're not everything. And if that's what you start with, the result might not be everything you thought it might be.
Yeah, I think something you said, you know, I've shared this over and over, and I'm sure I didn't say this first, because I'm not, you know, most everything I say is not my own thought, as with most things it seems, but it really resonates in my heart that, you know, you want to be a part of this not as a reaction to anything,
right.
Not as a reaction to traditional church, whatever. You want to be a part of it as a response, as a response to God's call in your life,
right,
to go and make disciples. And when that happens, I think there can be a wonderful thing. And I will say that, you know, I have seen I think sometimes God does use, you know, people have been hurt by the church. There are certainly no shortage of still stories. Sometimes, it's easy to, you know, we can figure out who's at fault, and sometimes everybody's at fault. And anytime people are involved in anything, there's going to be problems. And I know there's probably people that could be listening that have been really wounded, and maybe that's why you would never think about going to church. Maybe that's why you're even listening to this podcast, because you're long for body life. You long to be a part of the body, but you don't want to have anything to do with the traditional church. And, you know, I've seen God use that wound in that place of being initially a place of reaction to traditional ideas, and then soften people's heart, work them through that to where God does generally give them a call to this type of ministry. Because I think anytime you're doing something different, it's always because, you know, whatever reason, you've seen a potential pitfall in a system or a way things are working. And sometimes that comes with pain and hurt. Other times it's just in your own heart, you're being called to something different. But I think not being a reaction but a response is really important. But if you're out there and you have been hurt, and maybe that's why you listen to this podcast, is more of out of a reaction to what you've been a part of, then be encouraged, because God may want to take that hurt and thing that Satan intended for harm, use it for good. And he may indeed be calling you to this, but I think I encourage everyone to get to that place where when you start down this road, it is because you know the Lord is calling you to make disciples and to see lost people come to know him and be a part of his family in a meaningful way, not because of what everything of all that this is not.
Right.
You know, right. And I think you would agree, Tom, that there are many people that get involved in these sorts of things and have been, and it doesn't seem to last when it's primarily because of what they're not going to be.
Right. Exactly. And I think we should go on record early on and say that, you know, we don't believe that this is the only way to do church or be the church. In fact, I don't even like using the phrase doing church or going to church, because the people of God are the church.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say that this is, you know, the only way. I don't even want to say it's the best way, because, you know, I grew up in the church.
Yeah.
And God's not finished with the brick and mortar church yet.
That's right.
So what we are saying is, you know, there are a lot of people out there that think the way we are thinking. And if that's you, let's talk. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, and how can people get a hold of you, Tom?
The best way, I guess, I'm on Facebook, Tom LeCompte at Facebook, and my email is kind of complicated because it's Swahili, but it's Rubanitu, that's Rubanitu at gmail.com. You can email me. I'll try to answer your questions.
I can be reached on, I got all the little social media things going, but Gavin Duerson at gmail.com, GavinDuerson at gmail.com. And we have a website, simplechurchalliance.com, and there's lots of articles, links, resources, videos, on Twitter, KY Simple Church. You can reach me there. We'd love to help you. That's kind of the hope of this podcast, is that we could kind of let people know, hey, here are some real human beings that you can call free of charge. We'll come visit you if we can. And, we're not trying to sign up anybody for any particular thing other than to say, hey, we'd love to let you know you're not alone, and we'd love to help you. And, if we can talk to you on the phone, counsel you over the phone, visit you in person. You know, we just recently had a conference in the state of Kentucky that we hope to continue. And man, we want people to know that there are other people out there on this road, and it's not us doing it. It's God doing it. He's been doing it for a long time. And, I really believe that, there are a lot of reasons which maybe we can get into in the future podcasts of why now, why God might be choosing this particular time of this season of life, this time in history, to be calling people into this type of organic church type of experience. But I definitely believe God's in it, and if he's calling you to it, we're here to encourage you. And so what do you think? That's probably a pretty good first podcast.
That's a good first podcast.
And so,
when we come back,
yeah,
we'll probably talk a little bit more about specifics. Like, I'm sure everyone has questions. We'll talk about some of the most commonly asked questions, and I want to hear what a worship service that Gavin is involved in is like, and I'm sure he wants to hear about mine, and we'll just answer some more questions. So yeah, keep with us. You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways.